This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now is 7 after the hour. Time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio world. So a lot of the stations that carry my programs during the week, including the DJV show, are able to carry this on the weekend. A lot of other folks are only listening to us, our voices, on the Talk Radio Review and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Joining us on the panel today, three folks from the DJV show, actually DJ and V. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. We also are joined by Walter M. Sterling, who is a Westwood One Network talk host, heard Sunday evenings at 10 o'clock live around the country. You can go to his website, waltermsterling.com, for more on him and what he does. But what he does well. I'm not sure that we all understand what he does, but I do know he does it well. How's that? Victoria, you agree? The problem with all this stuff is that because the business is so small, we all know one another. And it becomes fun to have
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing now with our Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen with Walter Sterling, host of the Sunday night program nationally, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Lots of great ways of finding out what's going on in the world from his perspective. After all, that's what it's all about. Victoria Keelan is here with me, her perspective on things. That's kind of what we bring to our overview of the top 10 items Talkers Magazine said are the top, this week, top items in the traditional news talk radio stations. There's a people list as well. On the people list at number 10 is Kim Jong-un. Putin is 9. Ted Cruz is 8. Ted Wheeler is 7. Hillary Clinton is 6. Jeff Sessions, 5. Paul Manafort, 4. Robert Mueller is 3. Giuliani is 2. And Trump is 1. All right.
I have a theory about Putin. Would you like to hear my theory about
Putin? I would
Putin?
Love to hear your theory about anything, Walter.
All right. I have no one has ever explained to me exactly what it is that Russia was supposed to have done to interfere with the elections. No one has ever said, you know, they showed up at election places with borscht. They gave us free caviar. I have yet to see what exactly it is that the Russians are supposed to have done. However, I do believe that it was Putin who compelled the election of Donald Trump, and I'll tell you why. At Obama's weakest point, when he was clearly a weak leader, where he was giving billions of dollars in cash and saran wrap to Iran, when he was really weak at the same time, it was Reynolds wrap. At the same time, we saw images of Vladimir Putin. We saw him topless. We saw him giving commanding speeches. We saw him being in charge. And I'm sitting there going, I wish we had a president like that. Why can't we have a president who's in charge? And now we have Donald Trump.
Did you vote
and that's
for
what you
Donald
wanted?
Trump?
Are you kidding me, Walter? We're not friends anymore, if that's what you think that we got.
What? You'd ruin a friendship just because of a political point of view? What kind of a person would do that?
An American.
People.
Wow.
Anyway.
I'm very disappointed in you.
I think he's made a lot of sense, frankly. I didn't ever think about it that way.
A year before the election, 18 months to a year before our election, Putin started to make many more public appearances. That's when the photo of him on the horse, topless, appeared. That's when he was making commanding speeches. He looks amazing in a suit. We found out he has a beautiful daughter living in Denmark or something. We learned a lot about him in a short time, and we're like, wow, that guy's in charge. And then we have Obama going, stuttering, can't give a speech, can't sell his ideas, and giving $1 billion to Iran. We're like, no, we'd like to have a real president, and now we have one.
So you voted for Trump.
I voted for Trump. In the community where I live, every other house had a nice, polite, single little Hillary sign on the front lawn. Mm-hmm. And the other houses had nothing. There was a little Hillary sign every other house, la, 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 la. Therefore, when I went to vote with the paper ballot, I go to vote with the paper ballot, and I had to hide it. I had to make sure that when I took it from the stand, I had to hide what I voted. Okay, but then, and this is why he won, and this is what nobody understood, no New Yorkers understood, nobody at CNN or Fox News understood. I drive the, as do you, Doug, I drive the blue roads. I drive the back roads. I go through rural America whenever I can. And I go to where the trailer parks are and the tract homes are. And what I saw wasn't one little Trump sign on each door. It was houses and trailers completely covered. Completely covered in Trump signs. And it was that passion, plus my UAW friend. I have a friend who works at the UAW plant. This guy is a United Auto worker who's been there 22 years. And this is a union guy. He was a shop steward at a General Motors plant. And I said, who are you voting for? We're voting for Trump.
Trump.
He said, all of us are. I said, UAW union guys are voting for a Republican? Yeah. I said, why? And this was it. This was the ideology. He said, we don't trust her. And that was it.
There you go. All right. That's the story. Walter Sterling with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen as we continue in a few moments with the Talk Radio Review for this week.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing now with our Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen with Walter Sterling, host of the Sunday night program nationally, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Lots of great ways of finding out what's going on in the world from his perspective. After all, that's what it's all about. Victoria Keelan is here with me, her perspective on things. That's kind of what we bring to our overview of the top 10 items Talkers Magazine said are the top this week, top items in the traditional news talk radio stations. There's a people list as well. On the people list at number 10 is Kim Jong-un. Putin is 9. Ted Cruz is 8. Ted Wheeler is 7, Hillary Clinton is 6, Jeff Sessions 5, Paul Manafort 4, Robert Mueller is 3, Giuliani is 2, and Trump is 1. All right.
I have a theory about Putin. Would you like to hear my theory about Putin?
I would love to hear your theory about anything, Walter.
All right. I have no one has ever explained to me exactly what it is that Russia was supposed to have done to interfere with the elections. No one has ever said, you know, they showed up at election places with borscht. They gave us free caviar. I have yet to see what exactly it is that the Russians are supposed to have done. However, I do believe that it was Putin who compelled the election of Donald Trump, and I'll tell you why. At Obama's weakest point, when he was clearly a weak leader, where he was giving billions of dollars in cash and saran wrap to Iran, when he was really weak at the same time, we saw images of Vladimir Putin. We saw him topless. We saw him giving commanding speeches. We saw him being in charge. And I'm sitting there going, I wish we had a president like that. Why can't we have a president who's in charge? And now we have Donald Trump.
Did you vote
that's
for
what you
Donald
wanted?
Trump?
Are you kidding me, Walter? We're not friends anymore, if that's what you think that we got.
Why? You'd ruin a friendship just because of a political point of view? What kind of a person would do that?
An American.
People.
Wow.
Anyway.
I'm very disappointed in you.
I think he's made a lot of sense, frankly. I didn't ever think about it that way.
A year before the election, 18 months to a year before our election, Putin started to make many more public appearances. That's when the photo of him on the horse, topless, appeared. That's when he was making commanding speeches. He looks amazing in a suit. We found out he has a beautiful daughter living in Denmark or something. We learned a lot about him in a short time, and we're like, wow, that guy's in charge. And then we have Obama going, stuttering, can't give a speech, can't sell his ideas, and giving $1 billion to Iran. We're like, no, we'd like to have a real president, and now we have one.
So you voted for Trump.
I voted for Trump. In the community where I live, every other house had a nice, polite, single little Hillary sign on the front lawn. Mm-hmm. And the other houses had nothing. There was a little Hillary sign every other house, la, 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 la. Therefore, when I went to vote with the paper ballot, I go to vote with the paper ballot, and I had to hide it. I had to make sure that when I took
nobody
it from
saw
the stand,
no,
I had to hide what I voted. Okay, but then, and this is why he won, and this is what nobody understood, no New Yorkers understood, nobody at CNN or Fox News understood. I drive the, as do you, Doug, I drive the blue roads. I drive the back roads. I go through rural America whenever I can. And I go to where the trailer parks are and the tract homes are. And what I saw wasn't one little Trump sign on each door. It was houses
big,
and trailers
loud.
completely covered in Trump signs. And it was that passion, plus my UAW friend. I have a friend who works at the UAW plant. This guy is a United Auto worker who's been there 22 years. And this is a union guy. He was a shop steward at a General Motors plant. And I said, who are you voting for? We're voting for Trump.
Trump.
He said, all of us are. I said, UAW union guys are voting for a Republican? Yeah. I said, why? And this was it. This was the ideology. He said, we don't trust her. And that was it.
There you go. To bring to our overview of the top 10 items Talkers Magazine said are the top this week, top items in the traditional news talk radio stations. There's a people list as well. On the people list at number 10 is Kim Jong-un. Pukin Putin is 9. Ted Cruz is 8. Ted Wheeler is 7. Hillary Clinton is 6. Jeff Sessions 5. Paul Manafort 4. Robert Mueller is 3, Giuliani is 2, and Trump is 1. All right.
I have a theory about Putin. Would you like to hear my theory about Putin?
I would love to hear your theory about anything, Walter.
All right. I have no one has ever explained to me exactly what it is that Russia was supposed to have done to interfere with the elections. No one has ever said, you know, they showed up at election places with borscht. They gave us free caviar. I have yet to see what exactly it is that the Russians are supposed to have done. However, I do believe that it was Putin who compelled the election of Donald Trump, and I'll tell you why. At Obama's weakest point, when he was clearly a weak leader, where he was giving billions of dollars in cash and saran wrap to Iran, when he was really weak at the same time,
at the same time,
all right, it was Reynolds wrap. At the same time, we saw images of Vladimir Putin. We saw him topless. We saw him giving commanding speeches. We saw him being in charge, in charge, in charge. And I'm sitting there going, I wish we had a president like that. Why can't we have a president who's in charge? And now we have Donald Trump.
Did you vote for Donald Trump?
And that's what you wanted? Are you kidding me, Walter? We're not friends anymore, if that's what you think that we got.
Why? You'd ruin a friendship just because of a political point of view? What kind of a person would do that?
An American.
People.
Wow.
Well, anyway.
I'm very disappointed in you.
I think he's made a lot of sense, frankly. I didn't ever think about it that way.
A year before the election, 18 months to a year before our election, Putin started to make many more public appearances. That's when the photo of him on the horse topless appeared. That's when he was making commanding speeches. He looks amazing in a suit. We found out he has a beautiful daughter living in Denmark or something. We learned a lot about him in a short time, and we're like, wow, that guy's in charge. And then we have Obama going, stuttering, can't give a speech, can't sell his ideas, and giving $1 billion to Iran. We're like, no, we'd like to have a real president. And now we have one.
So you voted for Trump.
I voted for Trump. In the community where I live, every other house had a nice, polite, single little Hillary sign on the front lawn. Mm-hmm. And the other houses had nothing. There was a little Hillary sign every other house, la, 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 la. Therefore, when I went to vote with the paper ballot, I go to vote with the paper ballot, and I had to hide it. I had to make sure that when I took it from the stand, no, I had to hide what I voted. Okay, but then, and this is why he won, and this is what nobody understood, no New Yorkers understood, nobody at CNN or Fox News understood.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing now with our Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen with Walter Sterling, host of the Sunday night program nationally, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Lots of great ways of finding out what's going on in the world from his perspective. After all, that's what it's all about. Victoria Keelan is here with me, her perspective on things. That's kind of what we bring to our overview of the top 10 items Talkers Magazine said are the top this week, top items in the traditional news talk radio stations. There's a people list as well. On the people list at number 10 is Kim Jong-un. Pukin Putin is 9. Ted Cruz is 8. Ted Wheeler is 7. Hillary Clinton is 6. Jeff Sessions, 5. Paul Manafort, 4. Robert Mueller is 3. Giuliani is 2. And Trump is 1. All right.
I have a theory about Putin. Would you like to hear my theory about
Putin? I would
Putin?
Love to hear your theory about anything, Walter.
All right. I have no one has ever explained to me exactly what it is that Russia was supposed to have done to interfere with the elections. No one has ever said, you know, they showed up at election places with borscht. They gave us free caviar. I have yet to see what exactly it is that the Russians are supposed to have done. However, I do believe that it was Putin who compelled the election of Donald Trump, and I'll tell you why. At Obama's weakest point, when he was clearly a weak leader, where he was giving billions of dollars in cash and saran wrap to Iran, when he was really weak at the same time, at the same time, we saw images of Vladimir Putin. We saw him topless. We saw him giving commanding speeches. We saw him being in charge, in charge, in charge. And I'm sitting there going, I wish we had a president like that. Why can't we have a president who's in charge? And now we have Donald Trump.
Did you vote
and that's
for
what you
Donald
wanted?
Trump?
Are you kidding me, Walter? We're not friends anymore, if that's what you think that we got.
Why? You'd ruin a friendship just because of a political point of view? What kind of a person would do that?
An American.
People.
Wow.
Anyway.
I'm very disappointed in you.
I think he's made a lot of sense, frankly. I didn't ever think about it that way.
A year before the election, 18 months to a year before our election, Putin started to make many more public appearances. That's when the photo of him on the horse topless appeared. That's when he was making commanding speeches. He looks amazing in a suit. We found out he has a beautiful daughter living in Denmark or something. We learned a lot about him in a short time, and we're like, wow, that guy's in charge. And then we have Obama going, stuttering, can't give a speech, can't sell his ideas, and giving $1 billion to Iran. We're like, no, we'd like to have a real president, and now we have one.
So you voted for Trump.
I voted for Trump. In the community where I live, every other house had a nice, polite, single little Hillary sign on the front lawn. Mm-hmm. And the other houses had nothing. There was a little Hillary sign every other house, la, 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 la. Therefore, when I went to vote with the paper ballot, I go to vote with the paper ballot, and I had to hide it. I had to make sure that when I took it from the stand, no, I had to hide what I voted. Okay, but then, and this is why he won, and this is what nobody understood, no New Yorkers understood, nobody at CNN or Fox News understood. I drive the, as do you, Doug, I drive the blue roads. I drive the back roads. Yeah. I go through rural America whenever I can. And I go to where the trailer parks are and the tract homes are. And what I saw wasn't one little Trump sign on each door. It was houses
big
and trailers
loud.
Completely right. covered. Completely yeah. covered in Trump signs. And it was that passion, plus my UAW friend. I have a friend who works at the UAW plant. This guy is a United Auto worker who's been there 22 years. And this is a union guy. He was a shop steward at a General Motors plant. And I said, who are you voting for? We're voting for Trump. I
Trump,
said, who we?
Trump.
He said, all of us are. I said, UAW union guys are voting for a Republican? Yeah. I said, why? And this was it. This was the ideology. He said, we don't trust her. And that was it.
There you go. All right, that's the story. Walter Sterling with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen as we continue in a few moments with the Talk Radio Review for this week.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Time for some straight talk. I'm pro-God, pro-family, pro-life, and pro-constitutional carry. As an aerospace engineer, I like to fix things. We need to fix our roads, our schools, our auto insurance, our health care, and our tax policy. That's exactly what I will do if you elect me as your next governor. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Trump administration is responding to China's retaliatory tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods announced Friday. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says Beijing should not underestimate President Trump as China's economy falls apart.
Foreign investors don't want to be in China. I notice Japan's stock market is now worth more than China's.
Here in the U.S., no early indication of job loss due to tariffs. J.J. Kinahan, chief market strategist at TD Ameritrade in Chicago, says employers added 157,000 jobs last month, marking 10 years of economic expansion.
The economy is in a good spot, and we see from the earnings numbers that are coming out, which, you know, we're still in the middle of earnings season right now, companies are expanding and companies are hiring.
The unemployment rate ticked down to 3.9%, the lowest rate since May, and Kinahan says manufacturing is up 37,000 jobs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing with our Talk Radio review, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show and Walter Sterling, a Westwood One Network Talk Program host who is on the air on Sunday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, live all around the country in a lot of really great radio stations. He's always had lots to say, so we are giving him his opportunity to say more and more and more, because he deserves that opportunity. Thank you, Walter. Walter.
Wow. Right. Wow.
Yeah, wow. Let's see. I like that. Wow. Yeah, that's good. All right, we're going through the top 10 items from Talkers Magazine. Every week they research talk radio stations and host programs around the country to come up with this list. So we've done 10 and 9. 10 is what's going on in sports talk radio world, the wildfires in California, heat wave, that sort of thing. The new China tariffs are number 8. How does that impact you, Walter? How do you think the tariffs will affect your life?
They won't. They'll be temporary, they'll be short-lived, and eventually both sides will get rid of the tariffs. I think it's a smart negotiating move. Good idea. Seems to be working in the EU.
Hey, well, we made a deal with the EU to take all the tariffs. We'll have no tariffs on either side, so things will be selling for what they're actually worth, not with some artificial add on, which is basically prohibitive. This all started how many years ago? It was NAFTA wasn't the first one. There were trade deals before that, but NAFTA is the one that I remember most. North America Free Trade Agreement, which is anything, but I always love these names for things, because they always mean something different than what the names suggest they mean. There's no such thing as a free trade deal. It costs money, right? I mean, that's what
right.
trade, that's what these, when you add tariffs, it costs money. And so
but
I think you're right.
But what I can't get over, and all of this is theory to me, because, you know, I have three young kids, and all of this is theory to me. What bothers me most is it's going to cost me an average of $600 for school supplies for each kid in about 2 weeks.
Why?
And the price of,
why aren't the schools paying for the supplies? Why are you paying for them?
That's a very good question. And there's they always
do you pay taxes where you live in Ohio there? You pay taxes,
no.
Don't you?
No, I pay the most taxes of any town in the county.
Yeah.
I pay the highest property taxes of any town in the county. And yes, and then even more amazing to me is that you mentioned about the heat inside a car. The fact is that If I leave a kid in a 90-degree car or a dog, I can and should be arrested. However,
yes,
it seems to be okay to leave a kid in a 90-degree classroom. It seems fine with these property taxes throughout America that over half the classrooms in America are not air-conditioned. Yet the best and worst bars, the worst bars in any city, are air-conditioned. In fact, I think it's safe to say, Victoria, that the worse the bar, the better the air conditioning.
Well, I think the other side of that is, why aren't we using these buildings that we spend millions? We have in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, they just voted $100 million to build a new middle school. $100 million for a school that will hold 760 students. $100 million, and they use the building 10 months of the year. Are you nuts? Make the kids, there is no reason anymore, because we're not living in an agrarian society, and that's really what the school year was built on, and daylight savings time and all that other stuff. We don't have any more agrarian, we don't have respect for American farmers, we don't have any farmers left. So why are we playing this game? The schools should be air-conditioned, and they should run 12 months a year. That's it, period.
And if they run 12 months a year, the high school should end a year earlier than it does now. There's no need for a kid to be in school this long. It's crazy.
I think you're right about that, because they don't get anything. Look at what the dropout rate is in our major cities. You're in the Cleveland area. What's the dropout rate there?
Try very hard not to identify with the Cleveland area.
Oh, you do?
I do everything. Yeah, I don't. It's a really weird, bizarre thing, Doug. I have to reveal it to you. I grew up in Maplewood, New Jersey. About 10 of the streets of Maplewood border on Newark. Never in my life have I said I'm from Newark. Yet
never.
Every suburb of Cleveland, no matter which suburb they're in, they are the most beautiful suburbs you have ever seen. Better than Grosse Pointe, better than Beverly Hills. They're crazy beautiful. And they all say they're from Cleveland. I'm like, you wouldn't drive through Cleveland at noon. Why are you saying you're from Cleveland?
Cleveland gets a bum rap. It's not that bad. It's like I say I'm from Boston and I live in Framingham.
Boston's a great city. That's different. Boston's a great city. Cleveland is not a great city. It's a horrible city. It doesn't get a bad rap. It gets an accurate rap. And the fact is that 20 years ago, Cleveland was about the 13th largest city, and now it's 32.
Mm. Where is everybody
going?
Because
people have left?
Yeah.
They didn't leave. They ran.
Right. They went to New Jersey, where Victoria, you've now moved out of the city and moved into a suburb of Newark, right?
No.
So you're going to say you're from
Newark. Yes.
Oh, my God. Never. No.
Or is it a suburb of Atlantic City or Camden?
Oh, Camden. That might even be worse.
All right. So anyway, I'm going to digress for a second here, because Walter gets me to do that.
Let's continue to digress.
Yeah, let's continue.
We haven't digressed at all. We've just digressed.
I'll go back to the countdown in a minute. So, Walter, I think we established this the last time you were here, that you are the creative genius for a number of great radio stations and programs around the country, including New Jersey 101.5, which is in an area that, nobody talks about the fact it's in Camden. It's New Jersey 101.5. And I remember talking about a couple of hosts there who got into trouble because they referred to the attorney general, his name is Gerber Gruwald, as Turban Man. So they were taken off the air and now are attending sensitivity training at a Sikh temple.
Wow.
So one wonders, where does that... When the old days when Walter was hiring people right and left, guys like Imus, who was paid a lot of money to be a jerk... he couldn't survive anymore, and neither can a lot of other people who were good at what they were first hired to do, right? Not that Turban Man, there's nothing creative in calling him Turban Man. The good creative people are kind of long gone.
Let me talk in broad strokes about controversial statements. Over the past few years, there have been a number of talk stations, sports stations, ESPN every hour says something that offends somebody. And the mistake that management makes over and over and over again, which I was taught not to make by our mutual mentor, Dan Griffin.
Dan Griffin taught me this.
He said, if you make a public statement of apology about something a talk show host said, you freeze it in time and turn it into news. Yeah. Whereas if you don't do anything,
just keep going.
That you keep going, and they go, what,
keep going.
What did he say? What did he say? And then,
yeah.
then they hit a red light.
Forget it.
And
right.
What Dan used to do, this was brilliant. This is all management should do. Whenever they'd get a complaint call, whenever Dan Griffin, who ran the biggest talk stations in America, whenever he'd get a complaint call, this is what he'd say. And I learned how to do it from him. He'd say to the caller, he'd say, you know, ma'am, I agree with you. You are absolutely right. I wish there were more people like us. Would you do me a favor? Let me give you a phone number. Would you please call the host and tell the host exactly how you feel? And then give him the listener line. That's how he handled every complaint.
Fabulous. I remember sitting in his office once. The guy who was the program director of the station here that he managed was a former jock named, he called himself Melvin X. Melvin on the air. It was Mel Miller was his name. He was, I think you probably knew him, Walter, and I don't want to make this too much inside,
yeah,
but it's kind of fun to go back to where this all started with people who actually had something to say, and it wasn't all politics. It was about life and things that you could do and what you could stir up to just make people crazy, and it was very entertaining stuff. And Dan Griffin used to say that the only way he knew that his stations were working was the number of complaint calls he would get. He and Mel would take hundreds of calls a week from people, and he'd do what you just said. Yeah, yeah, you know what, I agree with you. Here's the number. Call these guys and tell them what a bunch of buffoons they are. That's what he'd do.
Right, he'd say, I've been trying to tell them that for weeks. I agree with you.
It was fabulous stuff. And that's how he was a fabulous guy. He really.
But the fact is that
for a long time,
that in any radio station that freezes a moment and drags out an apology for nothing. I remember there was a sports talk host in Boston who made fun of Aaron. What's her name on ESPN?
Aaron Andrews.
Who made fun of Aaron Andrews and said she's such a bitch. Well, guess what? At the same time. And then Fox said, if you don't make them apologize, we're going to pull all the advertising from your company.
Yeah.
Okay, this is at the same time on TMZ. On the same time on TMZ, Siobhan Sullivan, one of the kids on TMZ, said exactly the same thing on the air. And that aired on every single Fox-owned TV station, and that went unnoticed. Siobhan didn't have to apologize for saying that Aaron Andrews was, she said, she's such a bitch. She said it on all the Fox TV stations. That's fine. Radio host says it. Fox says we're pulling all our ads.
Yeah, radio perfect. Just has a different microscope. It's under a different microscope.
Yeah.
People just don't care what's said on TV. And for some reason, any little thing on radio, it's catastrophic.
Under a different microphone. All right, we continue. For the official list of the top 10 items, according to the research done by the folks that run Talkers Magazine, at number 10, what's going on in sports talk radio, Major League Baseball, second half of the season, training camps opening for the NFL in the first games of the season. Number 9, wildfires in California, the heat wave around the world, global warming, et cetera, et cetera. The new Chinese tariffs, number 8, Korea and war remains being returned, number 7, economic growth or slowing down housing starts, either or, number 6, Apple's value is $1 trillion, that's number 5, the midterm political races for the House and the Senate, number 4, number 3, immigration policy, number 2, the trial of Paul Manafort, and number 1, the president and Russia, and also his call to Rush Limbaugh, congratulating him on his 30th anniversary on the air. That's it. Talk Radio Countdown Show in review. I'm Doug Steffen.
Those mean voices inside your head.
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them.
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence.
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitrin and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin and I got into pants
that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
Hi, I'm Roger. And being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant. And in that neighborhood, it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Court sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has 2 food trucks and 2 stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
On the people list, officially, sometimes we go through this, we have time to get through it, and sometimes we don't. So here it is, in my official capacity, the host of this program, I'll bring you the info that Trump is good, Doug, the talkers has come up with. Number 10 on the people list is Kim Jong-un. Pukin Putin is number 9. Ted Cruz is number 8. Ted Wheeler, number 7. Hillary, number 6. Jeff Sessions, number 5. Paul Manafort is 4 on the list. Robert Mueller is 3. Rudy Giuliani makes it in his sort of swan song in politics. That's the way some people are capturing the focus on Giuliani, number 2. And then the president will be number 1 on the list pretty much every week. Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list, according to the info from Talkers Magazine. And Rush Limbaugh's name should be on here because he's celebrating his 30th anniversary of doing his nationally syndicated program. All right, Walter Sterling, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. So we've been through, one way or another, we've been through all of these things before. And I don't mean to put down the talkers list, but I think sometimes it becomes pedantic. Number 7 is the war remains, more about North Korea and whether the stuff that's coming back, the remains, they can't identify it. So I say, why bother? What do you, if you bring and send them back a bunch of dirt? What for? No, seriously.
That's somebody local.
What the hell's the point? Well, but how do they know? They can't prove who it is.
I know.
Could be, you know, some guy
symbolically,
from
it's
Ethiopia.
I get it.
Yeah. All right, number 6, the focus on our economy and the growth and the stability, the uptick that we have. Are we going to ruin it or not with the interest rates? I think Trump's going to do there, Walter, what he does every place else, browbeat, in this case, the Fed, to keep the interest rates from going up. I see that happening, and then that'll kind of slow down the impact that happens. You know, it always when housing starts slow down, car sales slow down, that's a recession. Number 5, Apple's value hits $1 trillion. I've been talking this week about my problems with my Apple iPhone and what a ripoff they are, and that's part of the $1 trillion. Well, they are. You don't
agree with
you.
And, and let me tell you how I've solved it. I've done something you never did, Doug, something you have never done. I went to Walmart. And
yes, I have never done that. That's true.
I've never been to Walmart either, Doug. I'm with you.
Okay.
Well, you need to go to Walmart, because once you do and you see that the gallon of milk is $1.69, you're a dairy farmer.
No,
well,
I'll be damned.
Yeah, that's a wrong example.
No.
Or you'll see.
Abort.
Yeah. I'll try again. How about the 18
rolls?
Talk about
some cookies or ice cream.
Yeah, the 18 rolls of toilet paper are $5.95.
All right, what about my phone, though? What am I going to do with the phone?
Okay, now here's about the phone. Well, here's what I did with my iPhone.
30 seconds. Hurry up.
I went to Walmart, bought a $10 phone. $30 a month prepaid plan. It takes pictures, it gets texts, and it gets phone calls. Works fine. I'd have to pay you to steal it.
That you would. Yes. Well, maybe I should do that, except I have to go. If I have to go into Walmart, as starchy as that sounds, I'm not a big fan of Walmart. But anyway, so there it is. Midterm race is number 4. Immigration policy 3.
The Manafort trial is two, and the Trump-Russia investigation, ho-hum, number one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. And during this portion of the program, at this point in the week, it's Victoria Keelan's job to go back over the top five items from the world of technology, the ones that seem to have the most impact this week, starting at number five. The list from Fortune magazine as to who on the list is making the most money from the world of technology. So let's get through that list. A list among the listers, if you will, Victoria.
Well, it's not actually just technology, but it happens to be that the top 10 Fortune's 40 under 40 list, these are the most influential people on the Fortune list. There happen to be a lot of tech companies involved. One of the newer dating apps is called Bumble, and it's started by a female.
Right,
it's really
yeah.
It's kind of focused on women. It's supposed to be a safer space for women to online date and things like that. So Whitney Wolf Heard came in at number 9 as the CEO and founder of Bumble. And then there are some other women, not just women, but it is nice to see women in tech. But
yes.
There's a woman who co-founded and is still the CEO of Stitch Fix. Didn't you use Stitch Fix for a while?
I did. I used it for a while. It's a nicely run organization, very
yeah.
efficient. I just found that it was too much.
Yeah, and that's an app
idea.
It's a shopping app that sends clothes for you every month. Also on the list, Spotify, Dropbox, which is becoming a really popular file sharing website and app. WeWork, we talked about WeWork not too long ago. They banned meat from all of their things, all their company receipts. So that WeWork is one of those share space kind of things. Lots of interesting companies like Lyft has, Uber's nowhere on this list, by the way, which is,
yeah,
they've had a pretty rough year.
Interesting, yeah.
But the co-founder and CEOs of Lyft and the president of Lyft, they're both on the list. And then, of course, at number one, we've got the co-founder and CEO, Kevin Systrom of Instagram, and Mark Zuckerberg together from Facebook, because Facebook owns Instagram. And Instagram has been the hottest app pretty much of the year and will probably continue that way.
All right, that's number five as we work our way toward number one on the list of the top five items from technology this week. Speaking of Uber, they're at number four.
Right, well, Uber is sharing some not great news. They have announced this week that they are stopping all of the development of self-driving trucks that have been hauling cargo on U.S. highways. And the reason for that is it's just not really... it's not panning out as far as a business goes, and there have been accidents. The technology really isn't there yet. People don't fully trust it. But Uber does have a thing called Uber Freight, which has seen actual growth. And what that does is it hooks up trucking companies with truck drivers. And so that will continue, and they say that they're going to focus on that. And then all of the resources they've been using for these self-driving trucks, they're just going to put solely into self-driving cars.
Number three, focus on Facebook.
This story about Facebook is kind of interesting. They announced this week that they're jumping on the bandwagon that Apple has started. They are going to give you notifications of how much time you're spending on the app. And this is a big trend right now. Everybody's talking about mental well-being and mental health and how the more time you spend on social media apps, the worse your mental health is, especially for teenagers. And so Facebook wants to get in on this, and Instagram also. Again, they're owned by Facebook. So Instagram is going to create a you're all caught up indicator, letting people know you can stop swiping now. You've gone through your feed. You're all caught up on everyone's updates, and basically telling you get off the app now and go outside and play. Essentially, that's what it means.
See you later,
no
alligator.
One's going to do, but
right.
It's nice to be trying.
Number two, something new, an interesting combo between Walmart and Waymo.
Right. Waymo is probably the most prominent self-driving car company at the moment. They have all the exclusive technology. They're the ones that really started it all. They've partnered with Walmart in Chandler, Arizona, and they are going to be picking up shoppers who order all their stuff from Walmart online, and then these self-driving Chrysler Pacifica vans will pick up the customers. They take them to the local Walmart in Chandler, and they don't even need to get out of the car because Walmart employees will walk the groceries and all the items out to the car, load it up for them, and send them back on their way. So this is the future of shopping at Walmart. That's what they want everybody to know. And if you don't mind not getting out of the car and not shopping, then, hey, this is probably a good thing for you.
All right, here's the way you know that this world is going to hell. The way you swipe your phone is being used to track you. I'm looking at this as I'm ordering a 6S. Maybe I shouldn't.
Well, it doesn't really matter what you have, and it doesn't matter what type of phone. The way that you swipe, pinch, and tap your smartphone screen, can apparently be used to track your identity and potentially breach your privacy. This is an Australian data research team that found that your gestures are like fingerprints. So more bad news for hacking.
Wonderful, yeah. All right, there it is. Top five items from the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.